Welcome to We Have That Podcast at Home. I'm on brand Rachel.
And I'm on brand Gamage, and this is our off-brand podcast, the only podcast to barely venture into the unknown and reveal the secrets to oranges. The secret is that
each week we play Russian roulette in our success. You can't tell them the secrets, Gamage, and spin the wheel to find out the genre of the next week's podcast.
This week we're attempting the fine art of what was the topic this week?
Wild card.
I wasn't here last week. I was getting...
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you weren't here. I'm so glad you survived, because I gotta be honest, I wrote your eulogy, and it pretty much just consisted of the autopsy showed that Gamage, and then it had a blank
lizard... You created lizard. An autopsy?
No. I was just expecting to receive the results of one after you died. So it was the autopsy showed that Gamage blank lizard person, because I wasn't really sure if it was going to be was a lizard person or was not a lizard person.
The chain of command to get you the autopsy report is a long chain.
I don't think so.
You'd be like the last person.
No.
No, yeah, I totally,
I just called Brittany up.
Went to the doctor. I got my butthole gold plated. It's pretty fucking dope.
I thought you were getting it pink.
Nope, gold plated. I mean, it's probably pink because it's raw underneath, but like, yeah, listen to this.
That sounds like a gold plated asshole.
Right? Just yeah, no it's sound. Fucking good.
It just goes when you fart now.
it actually sounds like a trumpet.
I did not hear that. Try again.
It actually sounds like a trumpet when I fart now.
Yeah, I know. Try farting again. I didn't hear it the first time.
I'm not going to insert a trumpet noise, Rachel.
No, you could just go...
All right, so for wild card, are we gonna do like assholes? Are we gonna do stupid questions? Are we just gonna make fun of people?
I mean, we could do a mixture of all of the above. I kind of thought we should do some would you rathers, since it's, you know, your first day back, it's recovery. I didn't want you to have to do a whole lot of homework for this
Which
episode.
Is hilarious because you were gone for a fucking month.
A whole fucking month.
This is technically our first episode back together.
Yes, this is true.
But
this
I'm
is
the one that needs time.
You're recovering from like a physical endeavor, you know? I'm just recovering from a beach.
I mean, it was an in and out operation. It was like getting a filling.
Look, when the doctor explained it to me, it sounded like there was like an 80% failure rate. So
again, the chain of command to where the doctor would speak to you directly is a long chain. I don't know how getting this information.
Look, you gotta talk to your doctor about HIPAA laws, because they call me daily with updates about your trumpet asshole.
I'm gonna fire my doctor. Okay.
Yeah, you probably should. So I have a really good would you rather to start on.
Yeah, hit me.
Would you rather eat a hamburger shaped hot dog or, and you know what, I can stop this question because you've already eaten a hamburger shaped or a hot dog shaped hamburger, which is the second half.
Off topic, I did read that one earlier and I was thinking about it.
The second I saw it, I was like, I know what to do with this.
Yeah, I definitely have eaten a hot dog shaped hamburger. And is a hamburger shaped hot dog not just bologna?
A hamburger shaped hot dog. Actually, you know what? Yes, that is bologna. 1000% bologna. And I'm sure you've had both.
I not really bologna. Maybe once when I was younger, but bologna just grosses me out. I don't know why. You know, I could eat Vienna sausages all day, but bologna...
That's
me.
Just hot dog shaped bologna. A hot dog is hot dog shaped bologna.
Yeah, that's a good point, but still, yeah. Bologna, like I said, bologna is like grosses me out, but Vienna sausages.
Is it
fine.
Just the name?
I don't know. Yeah, like Vienna is just like higher class than fucking Bologna.
Bologna. Yeah, I don't understand how Bologna's to pronounce Bologna, nuts. So I don't.
I definitely did eat a hot dog shaped burger, as everybody knows. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
That's that. All right.
Tell the people about your regrets. No, I thought we could start off by ending all of 2009. I don't remember. 2009's hot debates. Would you rather date a werewolf or a vampire?
I think I would rather date a vampire.
I need reasons.
I mean, it boils down to what kind of vampire are we talking about? What kind of werewolf are we talking about? 9 times out of 10, the werewolf is too unpredictable. Like, the werewolf is just like a snap, that it's a werewolf now, and it's going to be a wild animal. Whereas a vampire is just like, they're the same. And if I'm dating them, I would hope that I'm off of the list. Know what I mean?
You hope you're not on the I'm going to eat you list?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But like a werewolf, but again, there's different kinds of vampires and werewolves.
Yeah, valid. Speaking of not being on the list, I recently delved into, I forgot that there was a book written by Stephanie Meyer that is Twilight from Edward's perspective. And out of morbid curiosity, I started it and finished it. And that entire thing is fucking psychotic. It begins with him describing like 17 different ways he wants to murder her. And the next 3 chapters are him talking about how much he is fated to murder her. And how much the future-telling vampire believes, not believes, but has seen a future in which he murders her. And then the rest of it is like, we made it past that moment. I'm in love with you. But I'm still psychotic. Everything you do changes my mood.
That's... I'm going to be honest, already... I kind of blacked out there.
That's fair. It just took an already fucked up story and was like, hey, you know all the psychosis that you imagined was here? Let me describe it for you in detail.
I mean...
It's bad. Don't read it. It's so bad. It's horribly
written. I don't plan to. Like, it's... But, like, I don't... I've seen the movies. They're not good movies. It's but I don't think nearly as bad as everyone makes it out to be. It's not good. I already said that. That's off the table. Yeah, it's not good. No.
They're not terrible. They're no better than any other, like, shitty romance movie.
Yeah.
They're no better or worse.
Have you seen the like I know that like vampire romance always goes back to Anne Rice and Interview with the Vampire. Have you seen Interview with the Vampire?
I love Interview with the Vampire.
Have you seen the new Interview with the Vampire?
What the fuck are you talking
bro.
About?
Bro. It's like my favorite. It came out last year. They're doing season 2 is coming out soon, but it's the
guy who plays.
Yeah. It's a show. It's on AMC. Fuck? It's incredible. It's Louis is played by the guy that played Grey Worm in Game of Thrones. It's incredible.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
What the fuck? I didn't Jacob know this Anderson, existed.
It's worth a watch. It's really fucking good.
I gotta figure out how to watch AMC now.
Like, the entire first season is the story of Interview with the Vampire, and then second season they're gonna go into a lot of crazier stuff that I'm honestly really excited for.
Well, I was going to say, I think Interview with a Vampire, I believe, was like a series of books.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There was The Vampire Lestat. Queen of the Damned is one of Britney's favorite movies and soundtracks. Have you seen Queen of the Damned?
No, I have not.
Ooh, it's serviceable.
It's serviceable. I like that it's serviceable.
All right. So I have had a couple of Would You Rathers.
Okay.
Just cooking. This one I found I looked up like what's the best would you rathers and found a whole thread of just people giving their best would you rathers and getting upvotes and comments on it.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's start at the top.
Ask away.
Would you rather have sheets made of American cheese or floors made of raw hamburger?
That's a fucking incredible question. You did indeed strike gold, because none of my questions are as good as that. Oh, okay. Okay, I have a question for you.
Like a follow-up question?
Yeah, I have a follow-up question that you get to decide the answer to. American cheese, usually individually wrapped. Are they still wrapped?
They are super not.
Damn it.
If the floor is raw hamburger, it's not wrapped.
Look, I gotta be honest, I could not do a floor of raw hamburger because very quickly that's gonna start to smell. American cheese is gonna take like 6 years to start molding, so I'm gonna go with the American cheese blanket.
I mean, it's more of, I'm more of concerned with how the fucking American cheese is gonna make my skin feel after a sweaty night.
fucking more oily than you normally feel after a sweaty night. Because American cheese is just fucking oil disguised as cheese.
Well, I want to imagine in this world that the cheese and the raw hamburger are in a static point. They're not going to change at all. They are
either way.
They're not going to mold. They're going to stay the way they are. They're not going to smell over time, because otherwise, like, my floors are made of raw hamburger. Okay, then I get those taken out. Or are you going to reapply the hamburger every night? These are the questions we need to ask, Rachel.
No, okay, no. I'm establishing a ground rule. It's a blanket of cheese, right? That's what it is?
It's sheets made of American cheese. So you are
sheets made of cheese. Okay.
A sheet's made of American cheese. So you are laying atop American craft cheese.
Yes,
and then
I'm saying
cheese is going over you, and then a blanket to heat it all up.
You're a nacho chip. You're a shitty nacho. No, I'm establishing a ground rule. Yeah, you're a very, very sad nacho chip. I'm establishing a ground rule. Any home you live in is going to have burger floors, regardless of whether you remove
right.
it, they reappear. Like, yes. They're indestructible. And any home you live in is going to have cheese sheets.
Yes. That is the established rule that I agree on.
Yeah.
That said, I'm going to go with raw hamburger.
Oh my God. But the smell, you just want to smell raw meat all day?
I mean, there's worse things, but like smelling Kraft singles all day.
You don't have to smell them all day. They're just draped over your mattress.
Like I said, it's like, okay, you are getting that scent, but it's not getting worse. It's not getting like becoming moldy over time.
You're just going to have meat toes. How are you even going to get into bed? Your feet are going to be dirty every time you get into bed.
Okay, here's the plan.
Would it be cold or warm?
I would assume it is as warm or cold as your floors get. So we're talking cold meat in the winter, hot, gross, steamy meat in the summer. Okay, but listen, you no longer walk around your house barefoot is what's happening here. You have boots next to your bed. You get up and you apply the boots and then you walk around. You slosh through that, but there is no meat on your toes. That is the only way. That is the best way to get out of this. Sheets made out of American cheese? That's fucked. You're fucked. What do you even do about that? You're going to wear clothes to bed? You freak?
You'd have to wear, like, a morph suit to bed, because otherwise your head is touching a pillow of cheese.
Ugh, gross.
I will be honest, though.
It is like a sheet hot pocket kind of situation with the pillow.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like a weird pro to the hamburger floor is it would be a very interesting texture if you were barefoot.
Ugh, I mean, yeah, but no.
Morbidly interesting.
All right. So I think we both agree on raw hamburger floor.
In the given
scenario that we've crafted,
you've convinced me on the premise of just wearing fucking shoes.
It does say floor is not ground, so when you leave, you're fine.
Yeah. I would just never be home. It'd be one of those things where I, like, own a place, and then I just spend all my time elsewhere. Either situation.
You got another would you rather for me?
Yeah, this feels very appropriate to my interview with Pepperjack last week. Would you rather bang a reverse mermaid or a reverse centaur? I.e., a woman-sized fish or a horse? I don't know. I don't know what this description was. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Imagine what you will for a reverse centaur.
Well, the centaur is just like, for the human head, it's a horse head, right?
No, because the centaur split at the hips. So I feel like you'd have...
Well, no, the centaur is
like
the horse body,
legs.
But instead, where its neck should be is a human torso.
Okay, so hold on. If we reverse this...
So that means it's just a horse head and human legs.
Brain is trying so hard to work on this problem.
You know,
if you reverse this, so a centaur is a whole horse with a half a human on top. So you have to be a whole person with half a horse coming out.
I gotta say, this is something that has been posted a number of times.
Oh, you still gotta answer it. I've posed it to you.
I have some pictures for you.
Oh, fantastic. Please send them over. At least the mermaid's easier to... I feel like there'd be... I know it doesn't quite make sense, but I feel like there'd be more horse on top.
Well, no, because the exact inverse of the sentence...
No, I know. It's the exact... I know. It's your exchanging... I like the top right image with the, like, the running with the screen, with the music. I don't know what the fuck's happening there. Do you know who made this?
I don't.
See, no, the second one is kind of what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but it is also just awful.
Yes, it is.
It's a monstrosity. Both,
neither are good. The second one is terrifying.
Either way, I'm getting with the mermaid.
Yeah, the mermaid just seems way more straightforward.
Like, it's just gonna sit there like a... It's just gonna lay there like a fish, and honestly, I've had worse.
Now that Brittany's in the conversation, I just want to say so many things about her.
You just want to talk shit about her?
Just to fuck with her, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely reverse mermaid.
Oh my
mermaid.
God, the fish with the little, like, nipple shells. Yeah, dude, see the that. Fucking, the full man with the half horse on top is what I was picturing. The lipstick helps. That's the caption.
All right, so the next would you rather on this whole fucking thread, would you rather be eaten by a great white shark or beaten to death by a silverback gorilla?
I think eaten by a great white shark. It'd probably be faster than beaten to death by a fucking grayback gorilla.
Silverback. But I think the gorilla would be faster. Gorillas are, like, way too strong. They could honestly just destroy you in one punch. And I feel like that would be a lot better than a shark thrashing me around in the water. Like, that kind of terror, I'd unsubscribe.
I don't know, because, like, I feel like with the shark, I'd probably die faster, because I'm either going to drown or lose blood, or he's going to hit an artery immediately and I'll lose blood even faster. I feel like just being beaten to death by a fucking gorilla, like, my fight or flight is going to make me want to escape that situation.
Yeah, but the difference is you can run, whereas with the shark, you're what can you do? You're going to outsmart a shark? You're not going to outrun the gorilla. You're dead either way.
No. This would you rather implies death. There's no...
That,
it's
I
either
know.
Like
I said, there's no
you get
escaping.
Beaten, yeah, if you get beaten by the silverback gorilla and then you escape for 7 years, it just means at some other point he's going to beat you to death.
You could put yourself in the witness protection program, but 30 years later you're gonna, like, answer the door to UPS and what's that? It's a gorilla in a UPS uniform,
and now it's beating you to death.
But I feel like that, again, that would still be, like, way faster than a shark thrashing you around.
I don't know, because the shark's got sharp teeth, man. One chomp from a shark, he's probably hitting something fucking important, or he's drowning me, and then we're done here.
Gorilla is, it's over before I know it. Shark is, like, there's definitely some maiming and just slowly dying involved.
You could ask either or. You could ask the shark to, like, chomp your neck first. You could ask the gorilla to hit your head first. Both are shitty deaths.
Agreed.
At least a death by shark sounds cool.
I don't know, death by gorilla sounds pretty dope.
I feel like everybody just think of Harambe and then your death would be overshadowed.
Yeah. All right, your next question. Give me your next question. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right. This question I didn't read all the way through because I like the first half so much that I'm not going to...
Okay.
I'm gonna put my own spin on this. Would you rather be controlled by a mantis shrimp for a day and be forced to watch him make stupid shrimp decisions, or would you rather be a mantis shrimp for a day?
I'd rather be a mantis shrimp for a day. Are you kidding?
You would see so many colors that you would never get to experience.
Yeah, you also have the power of a sun.
What the fuck do you mean the power of the sun?
Dude, do you not know shit about mantis shrimp?
No, I know lots about mantis shrimp. That's why I'm fucking confused by your comment.
Mantis shrimps, like, have... they have a punch that's so powerful, it vaporizes the water around it. Like, it's such an instant flash that's hotter than the sun.
Power of the it's not hotter than the sun. It's boiling water.
Oh, you know what? I'll wait for you to Google it.
It's not hotter than the sun. I know that their punch is as strong as a bullet, and it boils the water, so it, like, cooks their prey when they punch them.
Let's look this up.
I don't even know how to look up mantis shrimp hotter than the sun. Hotter than sun. No, it's a thing. Okay, first of all, the first thing that comes up with... the first thing that comes up in the search. Shop for mantis shrimp hotter than sun. Mantis shrimp, comma, two. $3.50 at Thorn Bros. $3.50. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's the measurement of cavitation's heat release.
As hot as the surface of the sun. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Look, I knew it was cool. I didn't know it was that cool. What the fuck?
I'm telling you, I am the mantis shrimp. Can I be a mantis shrimp for more than a day? Or am I restricted to just a 24-hour period?
It's 24 hours, you and a mantis shrimp, Freaky Friday.
That was an easy one.
What the fuck? I've learned so many things.
You're welcome. All right.
I'm going to be doing a lot of Googling after this.
There's a video. I think it's the true facts about mantis shrimp.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
the guy who does the Morgan Freeman voice. He talks about it in that.
True facts.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's good.
Shrimp. Watch it. All right. The true facts.
Would you rather?
Maybe not all, but.
Would you rather get a good hand job from your grandma or a bad hand job from your grandma?
I feel like a bad hand job from my grandma because I don't want to enjoy that in any way, shape, or form. So
yeah, but
everything is hated about it. Eh.
The difference is that a hand job implies to completion. So a bad hand job means that it's taking a lot longer.
A hand job doesn't imply to completion.
It yes it does.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
All right, so
you're saying
your grandma's
anytime,
gonna get like a two knuckler, and then you're out. Like that's it for you.
Yeah. Yes. What?
Then it's a pointless fucking question.
No, it's not.
It's,
we had a
it's meant
we
to
had
be
a brief,
grueling
shitty
and
hand
bad.
Job. You're applying rules that don't exist. This is like when I posed the fuck your dad or lick your mom's asshole question, you found the loophole. My loophole here is it does not say to completion, so fuck you.
I guess.
It does not imply to completion. That's saying that if somebody comes up to you and fucking jerks you off for a minute and you don't finish, you did not receive a hand job.
Okay, I concede.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd rather get a good hand job from grandma.
No, I don't want to like any part of that. I don't want there to be any enjoyment from that.
All right, what's your next question?
Okay, sidebar. Do you want to know... do you know about the thing where the kid broke both of his arms and then he had, like, consensual relations with his mom for, like, a long time?
I thought that was just the plot to a porn.
No.
It is, by the way, but... Specifically, it's one where, like, the kid is has this rare disease where he has to complete every, like, hour or else he dies. But then he breaks both arms, so, like, he has to be taken care of.
Every hour is insane. Also, gross.
It's not real, Rachel.
I know it's a porn. But put realistic standards, like every 8 hours or something. No, I saw recently there was like, I think it was the subreddit that's like, help me PETA understand the joke.
All right. There's no way that's real. I'm calling bullshit.
No, the dude, maybe not, but the dude did like an AMA about it. Like that. And ask
yeah,
me anything.
Yeah, he lied. I could do an AMA where I pretend I'm someone else. And then somebody interviews me with weird questions, and I'll answer them to the best of my ability in that
character. The reality this person is trying to present is that they broke both of their arms, and then started having a, like, it started out as obligatory and then became a weird, overly sexual relationship with their mom.
See, that's where I'm calling bullshit. It's not obligatory. Like, if you break your arms and you're like, "Mom, I'm sexually pent up," she's gonna be like, "I don't know what the fuck can tell you. Kick rocks. Get the fuck out of the..." No.
I didn't say I supported it. I just said the grandma fucking hand job reminded me of it.
All right.
Would you rather your bathroom always have the faint smell of old piss or a strong smell of toxic bleach?
What if yours currently has both?
No, you gotta choose one.
I know, but what if I have both? I have both. No, what if?
Your bathroom smells like faint piss and strong bleach?
Yeah. Well, I've no, specifically, like...
What are you doing?
Well, I clean it before you show up, of course, but, like, my pee...
So you just live like this the rest of the year?
My pee is so strong that the ammonia smell, like, crosses over into just being bleach. I use it to clean the tub, too. Mm. I pee in the shower.
I use it to clean the tub.
Honestly, bleach is the appropriate answer here.
Yeah, it is, because every time anybody has ever been in a bathroom, like a bar bathroom, kind of like piss,
exactly.
You're just abundantly aware of it the whole
time. Do you want your bathroom to smell like a truck stop, or do you want it to smell like a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, would you rather fight a chicken to the death every time you get in your vehicle, or once a year fight an orangutan to the death using a broadsword?
I think chickens are kind of vicious, but I get in and out of my car a lot. I'd have to like move to fucking Amsterdam where public transportation is easy.
But it's an orangutan.
And your point is?
It's an orangutan. It's not as bad as a silverback gorilla, but it's not nothing. It's not like 10 4-year-olds.
I also have a stabby sword.
That's true, I guess.
I'd be really earning my year to year. I think I'd be into it.
I guess it's more like, are you okay with murdering an orangutan once a year and seeing the life bleed from its eyes? Or
no,
killing a chicken every day?
No, it's called fucking self-defense. Fight implies they are attacking you. If the chicken's just sitting on my fucking passenger seat, not assaulting me, I would probably choose that.
Does this mean that every time you get in your vehicle and don't kill the chicken, that it multiplies?
Yeah, I would just have I like that. I would just have a lot of chickens.
like you just, you every time you get, like, in your car, there's a new chicken and you just
or
slowly...
Or it's like a blow and go. Someone waits to watch you murder a chicken before your car will even start.
Oh, that's probably it. It's like the car keys hidden in the chicken. Like a saw situation.
Is inside the chicken carcass. You know what? If the chicken isn't assaulting me, I'm choosing...
Would you like to play a game?
I'm choosing kill the chicken each time, because then I just have infinite food that is free. Anytime I need to get in my car,
now,
it could be the fucking apocalypse, and I get in my car and I'm just like, boom, food.
Now, it is worth knowing that, like, if you just see a wild chicken and you kill it, it's not going to be like good chicken meat. Like, most chicken is specifically farmed for such.
I mean, any meat is good meat.
That's fair, but like,
it's good enough. I don't need the chicken breast to be fucking augmented. Yeah, like, I don't need the chicken to be taking steroids.
Augmented implies like machine gun nipples.
All right, Austin Powers.
Ooh, I like this follow-up question. Is it randomly every year, or is it a specific time? As in, oh shit, it's the 30th. Honey, get my broadsword.
I like there's a specific time every year, and you, like, walk out into your driveway, and there's just an orangutan waiting for you.
It's that time again.
It's all right. Back. What if it's the same orangutan, and it just, like, has infinite lives, but it only comes after you once a year?
That makes me feel better about it, because orangutans, mm-hmm. like, have such a hard time as it is, just living near people.
You're just being.
Just existing on the same planet we just happen to. All right, I got a bunch more like really good ones.
Go for it, because all the ones I saved did not save. So I'm aggressively scrolling. All right. I do have the will you press the button if at any point you're like, let's switch it up.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather sit on a dick and eat a cake or sit on a cake and eat a dick?
I'd rather sit on a dick and eat a cake.
Yeah, it doesn't imply that the dick's penetrating you. Like, you're just sitting on top of a penis. That's doable.
Also, not to be weird, 50% into dicks. So if it's like an all right dick, I'm not opposed.
This next one might be my favorite one today. No, the next one's better. God, this whole thread is golden.
What? I like how you're like, this next one might be my favorite one. No, we're going to skip it. It's the next one.
Would you rather be stoned to death by pickles or drown in mayonnaise?
Fuck. I think drown in mayonnaise, because stoned to death by pickles would take so fucking long. Sounds like it'd be fucking awful.
They'd have to be like frozen or something.
Yeah, I feel like it would take you so long to die from someone just hitting you with a fucking pickle. And not even hitting you.
Yeah.
They're throwing it at you. So if they miss, you're just sitting there waiting for the next pickle to hit you. And the amount of pickles it would take to beat someone to death, I feel like is an absurd quantity.
Yeah, mayonnaise is definitely the better option here.
Yeah, if I have to die, kill me quickly,
The second question, and it's funny because it's connected to the previous, is would you rather poop 1,000 gallons of mayonnaise or one ninja star? Hello, Rachel?
I'm really thinking about this. I feel like I wouldn't really care that much about pooping. Is it all in one session or just throughout my life?
That's what somebody asked too. It's funny because on the previous one about the pickles or drowning in mayonnaise, one person said, I mean, it all came out of that other guy's ass.
That's funny.
I would assume that it's all in one go. Otherwise, what's the point? Like, some people just always have poop that's has the same consistency of mayonnaise. So
yeah, that's why I was like, I feel like the mayonnaise isn't that big a deal. It's just like, all right, you flood shit every time you have to shit, but by shit I mean mayonnaise.
I definitely say mayonnaise. There are definitely times
mayonnaise either way, because eventually I'll be done with that 100 gallons of mayonnaise or whatever.
Thousand gallons
of mayonnaise or whatever, but the fucking ninja star is gonna rip all of my internal organs on the way out.
Yup. Like, there's definitely have been times where I had food poisoning and it felt like I just shat 1,000 gallons of mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm currently right now trying to figure out how many gallons of shit I shit.
I thought you were about to say, I'm currently shitting 1,000 pounds of mayonnaise.
No, I'm trying to figure out how many gallons of shit come out of me on a regular basis. Like, what's the interval? How long am I going to be on this toilet?
Would you rather eat poop-flavored ice cream or ice cream-flavored poop?
That's a really hard one. I guess shit-flavored ice cream, because I'm not actually eating shit.
That's a good... Yeah, yeah. It's basically, you know, one of those Bertie Bott's-flavored beans thing. Or Bean Boozled, yeah. Whatever. Those are dumb, by the way. Stop it.
Eat a vomit-flavored jelly bean.
This candy tastes like condoms. Like, why are you doing that? Candy is supposed to be a treat, not a trial. Not everything needs to be a fucking gauntlet challenge.
I'm putting that on a shirt. Candy is supposed to be a treat, not a trial. That's the best thing you've ever said.
TM, 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 TM. Would you rather have ham hands or hands made of unlimited lotion?
I feel like the implication of unlimited lotion means I can dispense it at will. So I guess unlimited lotion, because I don't really want crows to assault me every time I walk outside and try to eat my ham hands.
Yeah, but one thing you don't know about me is I fucking hate applying lotion to my hands. I really do, because it's like, even like the tiniest bit of like lotion and my hands feel greasy all day and it drives me crazy. I want ham hands.
We live in two very different worlds. I would be okay with... I feel like the implication is that I can dispense the lotion at will, so I'm okay with having lotiony hands.
The implication for me here is that it doesn't say cooked ham, it's just ham, so it's like the same meat that pork is, which is pretty close to human hands.
I refer back to fucking birds trying to eat your hands all the time, or really any wild animal. All right,
but are birds constantly trying to eat pigs? Like, is that something farmers have to worry about?
I think you're making a bold implication. I don't call a pig a ham. I call the I pick up at the goddamn grocery store a ham.
It's pig.
Yes, it is pig, but you don't look at a cow and call it a steak. Like, you can't use this
because
loophole
it's a steak from beef.
I have fucking pig hands, so they're just self-contained.
Okay,
and they're alive still. No, you have fucking bologna hot dogs coming out of your wrists.
No, because, all right, first of all, it's not, don't call a cow a steak, you call it beef, because that's the kind of meat that it is. Because for ham, you'd get
call
a ham
a cow
steak.
Beef.
It'd be beef, steak, ham, steak. Ham implies that it is the meat of a pig.
Yes, it is the meat of a pig. I don't think it's alive anymore.
You currently are
ham.
Made of meat. Like, that's happening.
Yes, but I'm not fucking, like...
It doesn't say that it does not say your hands are moving.
I'm calling your loophole. I'm calling your loophole and saying that your fucking ham, if you Google ham, fucking deli meat comes up. Ham is pork from a leg cut that has been preserved by wet or dry curing. Fuck you. If you have ham hands, it is processed meat.
I'll concede again. Only because I have a lot of really good questions to go with.
What's your next question?
This is a long one.
I'm ready.
I just see that it's a long one. I'm just going to read it. Like, I haven't really, like, processed what it says. Would you rather share a bus seat with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, but you have the window seat, and every time he coughs, it looks like he's going to cough into his elbow, but he lowers it at the last second and coughs onto your side of your head? Or a corgi that just recently got his PhD in anthropology and insists on you calling him doctor every time you need to get by him to go to the bathroom or what have you?
I would absolutely pick a corgi with a PhD. That sounds in anthropology. That sounds like a great fucking bus ride. I don't care what he wants to be called. It's a cute dog. Easy sell. I don't want to be coughed on, so that's an easy sell.
It's also kind of weird this like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo is just kind of a weird, like, kind of awkward individual. He's just like, oh.
Yeah, like...
So un-Shaggy-like, does he just look like Shaggy? Is it just a hippie? Are you just on the bus with a hippie?
You're just sitting next to a hippie that's talking about his dog as he coughs on your ear.
I really hate the perks ones where they're like, all right, here's six options, but each one has a perk, and stop it.
No, just give me my options. Don't sugarcoat them.
All right, would you rather have every song you listen to gradually turn into All Star by Smash Mouth, or every movie gradually turn into Shrek?
Every song you listen to.
And again,
to
I want to reiterate All-Star. That All Star is not the Shrek song. It is the song from Mystery Men. Fuck off.
Can you repeat the question? I really need to think about this.
Would you rather have every song you listen to gradually turn into All Star by Smash Mouth, or every movie gradually turn into Shrek?
I think every movie gradually turn into Shrek, because I don't watch... Like, I don't have to watch movies too often, but I do like to listen to music often. And it would be really funny if most movies gradually turned into Shrek.
Yeah, but I don't like Shrek, and I do like All-Star. I do like Smash Mouth.
I like All-Star, too. I don't want to not like it, and I do like Shrek, and every movie gradually turning into Shrek sounds fucking hilarious.
I guess it comes down to, do you like movies or music more? Like, which one are you willing to sacrifice?
I like movies, but I really don't watch them often enough to be that, like, worried about them turning into Shrek. That would be a pretty entertaining kick. Would it turn into Shrek for the people that I'm with, too? Or am I just hallucinating? Or do I curse everybody in my vicinity? If I went to Oppenheimer in a movie theater, would it slowly turn into Shrek for everybody in that movie theater?
Well,
I'd like to think yes.
I like to think that it's affecting everything. Like, every movie from now on turns into Shrek. We're at 0 hour in the Avengers and they're fighting Thanos, and then like the hammer lifts and they're like, oh, it's Steve Rogers. No, it's Shrek. Shrek grabbed the Thor's hammer and now he's fighting Thanos.
Yeah, I'd be okay with this.
I wouldn't. I hate that. I hate Shrek. Shrek's dumb.
I'd be so okay with this.
Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
I feel like my head is already the size of a small watermelon.
Yeah. Like, I've definitely gotten the watermelons from Costco.
They didn't say a size of watermelon, so...
I'm guessing they're saying, do you want a tiny head or a really big head?
Or a big-ass head. No, I know what they're going for, but I'm loopholing it to my head is already the size of some watermelon out there that exists.
Agreed.
So, that one.
Would you rather own a man in a dog's body or a dog in a man's body? I don't want to own a man is all I'm just going to say there. I'm not touching that one.
I don't want to own a dog in a man's body. I pick up my dog's shit. I don't want to follow a human man around and pick up its shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't
want to like walk around with a man on a leash like in 2024. Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, no, I would much rather walk around with a dog that has some sort of, like, conscious sentience higher that I mean, I don't know how different it would be than my dog now.
You dog smart. That's what that means. Cool. I'll take it. Next.
Yeah, done. Easy. Let's go.
Would you rather produce barbecue sauce or eggs from your nipples?
Do we mean, like...
I don't know what they mean by eggs.
Scrambled eggs? Because I don't really want to birth an egg out of my nipples.
I imagine just like
I would just do barbecue sauce.
I imagine
like,
the uncooked
boom,
scramble, like the yolk mixture is like just splurting out.
I don't know. Can I do one of each? I'm going to have weird stuff come out of my nipples.
Be a
Why
real
not be
cook
utilitarian
station.
About it? Yeah, fuck it. Like, I never have to worry about barbecue sauce, like not having enough. And I can always make eggs. Would it be like when people are breastfeeding, though, and it's like after a certain amount of time, you like have to relieve the pressure?
I don't know.
I gotta be honest, either or, I think would make a fuck ton of money. Because you know how many weirdos would buy boob eggs?
Dude, people are already buying like vagina
or boob
beer.
Barbecues.
Are you kidding?
What? Vagina beer?
Yeah, it's totally a thing. You didn't know that?
No, what the fuck are you... What is that?
God, where have you been for the last 20 fucking years? It's been a thing for a while. You collect the culture from your vagina, and then you use that to make beer. It's a thing.
What?
I'm not gaslighting you.
No, I know. I looked up an article from 2016.
Yeah, What's-Her-Face does it.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Name? Yeah, probably, but no.
Probably also that.
No, there's that famous streamer, Amaranth?
Caitlin
Amaranth.
Siragusa?
Amaranth is a famous, like, Twitch streamer.
Yeah, that's her actual name is Caitlin Siragusa.
That's a very unattractive name.
I don't know how to say her last name. I'm probably saying it wrong. But yeah, who goes by Amaranth on Twitch and OnlyFans? Her own special ingredient to beer she's creating with a Polish beer company.
Yeah, man. This is old
vaginal
news.
Yeast. Do you think she just has like a yeast infection when
no,
she needs to make extra beer?
That's not how that works. You know your own anatomy, right?
I know. I'm just saying if you have a yeast infection, you have an overproduction of yeast. So I'm saying when she really needs to hit a deadline, does she give herself a yeast infection?
I feel like it's not solely dependent on. I think it's just like there's a small sample and then the rest is just regular yeast is what's used. It's really just to get just to hit that thing.
I fucking hope so.
Like I feel like Fiji water is like a drop of actual water from Fiji and the rest is just filtered so that they could say it's water from Fiji, technically correct. Or all fruit juice is like 100% fruit juice because it's really just a powder and water, but like the juice that is in it is 100% fruit juice. I think it's that kind of a scenario.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Quote, there's a beer company. They're European. They want me to send in my vaginal yeast. Like
they want you specifically. They like emailed you. You're just now getting like to it.
Pap smears. End quote.
Is that Pabst Blue Ribbon?
That's actually what Pabst is. They've been spelling it wrong. Clearly. It's actually supposed to be a different spelling, not the way that they decided. They were hiding it from the public. It's a P-A-P.
Would you rather be unable to tell the difference between babies and muffins or change gender every time you sneezed? I don't know why that's... Why is that on here?
I feel like change gender every time you sneeze, because that sounds fun. That'd be really funny, though. The lady just walks by with a handful of muffins. What if you eat one? It's like a baby's leg.
Carol brought muffins, dude!
Or is it like one giant muffin is equivalent to a baby? Like a Costco-sized muffin is an infant. I feel like I would change genders every time I sneezed. I feel like
that's a non-issue. I mean, I guess like it would suck
if
you're like, I need to sneeze because I need like something's coming up, or I need to be a man, or I need to be a woman, or some kind of situation, like some kind of mistaken identity.
At the airport, and you just hand your passport.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that, where you're like, shit. No, you don't understand. I got this weird sun curse where I sneeze and I change gender. Sure, pal.
I would just always have, like, black pepper on me.
Yeah.
You just open a little jar of pepper and be like, poof! Ah, okay, I'm back.
Would you rather have an orgasm every time you hear the song All Star by Smash Mouth, or have the song...
I love how many of these there are.
I know, right? Or have the song... have that song start playing every time you have an orgasm.
I think I would rather have an orgasm every time I hear that song rather than vice versa.
I don't know. I kind of like it announcing my presence.
I don't hear that song very often.
Like some kind of like jester, like announcing me.
I feel like it would make the movie Shrek real fucking weird, though, so I can never watch it again.
Don't you mean Mystery Men, the original movie the song's from?
I've never fucking watched
it. It's worth it. It's really good. It's got Janine Garofalo. It's got Ben Stiller.
I'm sorry, Paul
Reubens.
Blacked out. What are you saying?
It's a shitty superhero movie. It's a movie about shitty superheroes that are like useless. Like one has the superpower to throw silverware.
What's that high school superhero?
Really
movie?
Good. It's really good. I highly recommend it. It's better than Shrek in my opinion. Everybody will disagree, but they're wrong.
Sky High.
I like Sky High. Bruce Campbell's in that.
It's not terrible. It's actually better than I thought it was going to be honest.
I think Mystery Men's better than Sky High.
Yeah, I literally have never heard of that before we had our Smash Mouth conversation.
Would you rather save a child's life and have everyone think you tried to kill him, or let the child die and be remembered as the hero who tried to save him?
Save a child's life and have everybody think I tried to kill him.
That's the other way around for me. It's a win-win. I come out on top.
You're like, I didn't have to touch a child, and they think I tried to save
it. Got the key to the city? Fuck yeah, it's a good day. I'm going to get
There's
an egg McMuffin later.
One less child in the world. It's great. Next question.
Yes, I totally have it in front of me, and I wasn't
looking
prepared at my DraftKings profile.
The fuck is that? Your Giraffe Kings profile?
No, I was lying. DraftKings is the, isn't that like fantasy football thing?
I have no fucking idea, dude. You're asking the wrong person.
I don't know. I heard it in conversation and I wanted to be relevant.
I was trying to be relevant.
All right. Some of these are getting a little, would you rather
getting
be
a little Shrek-y?
No, just like kind of dumb or like borderline just like misogynistic racist of just like,
like we're ceasing to be funny and we're starting to just be fucked up.
Would you rather be a snail or a decoy snail?
What the fuck? What does that mean?
I don't...
Like a fake snail?
I was hoping you knew what a decoy snail was.
So I have no idea what a decoy snail is. What the fuck? I guess I'd rather be a snail because the alternative sounds like I'm a fake snail.
But that means that, like, you could be yourself now, but you're posing as a snail and you're doing it really well.
I guess, but so, who am I posing as a snail to?
I don't know. All right, would you rather fight...
Because it's like, does everybody look at me and go, oh, that's a cool snail.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized Obama or 10 Obama-sized horses?
One horse-sized Obama or 10
Obama-sized horses. That's what you pick? Okay.
Horses. Definitely one horse-sized Obama.
I don't, can you fight a horse?
Just like a slightly bigger Obama versus 10 horses that are Obama-sized. I like that question a lot, actually.
Would you rather be two clouds or the number six?
I guess two clouds. It seems like a more interesting life.
But what if those?
I guess, I guess I'm just more places at once. If I'm the fucking number six and I'm consciously aware of being it, I'm fucking everywhere.
But if you're number six, then you're fucking infinite. You're.
Yeah, but I'm looking at a number six right now on Reddit.
The science of how nature works.
Three times. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Is are you like sentiently aware of every time you occur? Because, like, in my one screenshot of my computer without moving anything, I have at least 8 sixes, because I might have missed one.
All right. Would you rather run a mile in a foot of honey or run a mile in 8 feet of popcorn?
I think run a mile in a foot of honey? It'd be real slow.
Run a mile in 8 feet of popcorn.
8 feet of popcorn would get real fucking annoying.
It also, like, you clearly have no fucking idea where you're going to, because that is all above you.
Yeah, you would, I feel like I would backtrack that mile so many times.
Like, if you're guaranteed a straightaway, sure, like, you're given 8 mile mm-hmm. radius, therefore, like, if you run in any direction, it's flat.
Yeah, if I have, like, walls on each side or something, yeah.
But if it's, like, the neighborhood, like, you're fucked. You'll get lost immediately.
Yeah, I would have to, like, climb and jump on top of the popcorn to attempt to find where I am, and that would just be so much, versus just getting through honey, which would suck. At least the popcorn, you have snacks.
You could eat the honey. Just take some, like, graham crackers with you, then just dip down.
Yeah, I just don't super love honey on a regular basis.
Yeah, me neither. So. I wish I did, but I just don't.
Yeah, same. There's, like, when I first started getting introduced to tea, it was like with oat milk and honey, and I was like, oh, like, this is pretty good. And then I very quickly realized the reason why I was qualifying it is because I didn't want the honey in there.
Yeah,
it's like just the oat milk, hell yeah, I'm into it.
I remember when I was a kid, like, we used to go down to, like, the one place, I forget what it was called, and Baba Sheepskins, I think, but they had, like, little honey sticks, and I just never liked them.
Yeah, I went to, I think, Sprouts, which is like a Whole Foods-style grocery store, and tried a honey stick and was like, ah.
Yeah, cool. Congrats. All right. Would you rather power fuck Gumby in a gas station bathroom or give a hand job to a sea snake with his MBA in business, but who is also terribly racist?
Is the implication of power fucking Gumby meaning I'm the top in that situation?
Not. Well, yes.
I'd power fuck Gumby.
Okay.
Like, you're okay.
I don't know. The sea snake has an MBA in business. That's quite the accolade, Rachel.
Yeah, but he's also racist.
Yeah.
We're not saying Gumby's necessarily not, but we're also not, like, it's not listed as a feature.
Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Fuck.
I want fingers as long as my legs.
I would think I would choose fingers as long as my legs.
Yeah.
I would be a spider for Halloween, like, one time, and then maybe I would just cut off part of my finger legs.
It just becomes salad fingers.
Yeah, it would be salad fingers.
It'd be fun for like a year and that's it.
Yeah, I would get a real good kick out of it for a while, and then I'd like donate my bones.
This person's like, why are there so many people thinking about fucking their immediate family in this thread? There were a lot of those that what? I just skipped.
What? I need an explanation for what the fuck you just said.
The person asked why there are so many people thinking about fucking their immediate family in this thread, because a lot of the what...
In relation to the leg fingers?
No, into all of the questions in this one thread.
Oh, you can you fucking... give an example?
The one about...
Are they just like the grandma giving you a hand job?
There were a lot more of those that I just skipped because I'm like, dumb, or you've already asked.
Gotcha, okay. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This one's fucking stupid.
Yeah, because fucking you... ham hands was brilliant.
And fucking leg fingers was brilliant. Would you rather have the ability to teleport or be able to create legal $5 bills by clapping?
God, that's a tough one, because teleport is just teleport. Like, you can use teleportation to make money, and then that saves a lot of the money that I would have used the money on to, like, travel and shit.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, also, teleportation. You could just clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, but...
whatever amount of money, but you'd have to work for it.
Yeah, like, if you're taking, like... first class ticket somewhere that's like $2,000, you have to clap a lot of times for that.
Yeah, what's 2,000 divided by 5?
It's like 400.
Yeah, so you'd have to clap 400 times.
Yeah, fuck that. No. Dumb.
That's a lot of clapping.
Teleport. Teleport to a bank. Fucking become a supervillain. Save yourself the issue.
I like the next one's kind of stupid. Would you rather have $100 appear in your pocket every time you put your finger in your butthole for 6 seconds at a time? Or you do it one time, or if for one time you take $500,000 tax free up front.
What?
The finger butt money is not taxed. It can be anybody's finger.
Can
it
I wear a glove?
It must be 6 seconds, taken out, reinserted, put back in, knuckle deep.
How many knuckles are we talking? Because like,
I think a singular knuckle, like just the tip of the finger.
I mean, that's barely anything.
I think
that's
their
a colonoscopy.
Implication is a second knuckle, but fucking, they didn't specify that.
Well, when some people, like, I think he's saying to the knuckle is like your
how
main
many
knuckle,
seconds?
But that's not.
How many seconds are in the day if you just did this for like 8 hours?
You just sit with your fucking finger up your... No, because you have to take it out and then put it back
in. Yeah, if you just sit there and finger your butthole for 8 hours, you'd have like almost $30,000. Or wait.
But you'd have to count to six.
No,
you can't
like... Wait, hold on. I didn't finish the math. You'd have like you'd have like $3 million.
We are not good at math on this podcast.
No, I'm really at math.
would you rather jump on a horse filled with landmines or a landmine filled with horses?
I want to know what the fuck it means to fill a landmine with horses. So
like
that
it's
one.
A big landmine filled with horses and it blows up and horses... Just
yeah, no.
Everywhere.
I'm imagining instead of like a fiery explosion, it's just fucking horses.
Yeah.
That, because that sounds really interesting. I think we're on the same page, and I'm still choosing that. Would you rather have telekinesis or super strength?
I think, I don't know, super strength? Telekinesis, no. Telekinesis is such a double-edged sword of a power, because like... Wait, is it telekinesis or telepathy?
No, telekinesis.
All right, I got it mixed up. I want telekinesis for sure. Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I could do real cool party tricks. And like, I'm kind of okay with not having super strength.
Yeah, telekinesis trumps super strength. You could, like, if your mind is strong enough, it is super strength.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think the rest of these in this thread are kind of meh.
Okay, hold on. I have one for you.
I have another one too. I changed my mind.
Would you rather have a child made of pee or pee children?
It sounds like the same thing. Child made of pee or pee children?
It kind of is.
Oh, you urinate children.
Like tiny infants.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Oh, you just pee tiny infants.
Yeah.
That's a lot of abortions.
I'm fine with that. I'm pro-choice.
Do you think if you just peed on the floor and then, like, I don't know how you'd
and then walk away and then babies just grow? Like,
with it just, yeah.
If you pee on a chia pet, do the babies stay there and like, they grow? Or do, like does it become animals?
You
or,
go on a hike sprouts? One day and you pee off the side of a cliff and then there's a baby tree at the bottom of the cliff. Oh, fuck. There's so many questions.
Would you rather have explosive diarrhea whenever someone of the opposite sex says your name or not be able to tell the difference between a car and a chocolate bar?
I have so many questions about a car and a chocolate bar. Like,
I mean, I'm already
like,
moving on.
I'm on the freeway and there's just
I don't even remember
driving around.
I don't even remember the question because I've already moved on.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's fine.
Would you rather have your eyes on the side of your head like an antelope or both ears at the top of your head?
I think both ears at the top of my head, I guess. Would you rather have two arms and zero legs or two legs and zero arms or one arm and one leg?
Two arms, no legs.
I think I would pick that as well.
Yeah. I mean, like my work, I could do with two hands. Most of the things I do with two hands. My hobbies use two hands.
Would you rather see the beginning or the end of the universe?
I think I'd rather see the beginning.
Would you rather spend... Okay, I'm going to... This says $1 million and you have to spend it within a week. Or you get $100,000 and you can spend it whenever you want. I'm going to change it to $1 billion, but you have to spend it in 1 week. Otherwise, you lose it.
That's kind of hard because a lot of the things like... Because a lot of the things that you'd spend $1 billion on are things that
take
like
time.
Take time to process.
Yeah. You'd and have then to I would buy have like a lot money. Of cars.
Even then, like it's not like they just hand the car over to you immediately. There's a lot of shit you got to go through.
I know. You'd have to sign the paperwork to buy like an entire
and is
fucking
it in
company.
Cash? Like I just have $1 billion in cash that I'm just throwing around, or do
I
have
think
a credit
it's however
card?
However, you want it to be. I think it's whatever's
even
convenient
that,
for you.
Like, what if you're purchasing things on your billion dollar credit card on the last day, but it takes 2 days to process?
No, I would say either. I think you can have it in cash or have it in like a debit card. And there's not necessarily like a if it takes 2 days to process, it doesn't count. It's just whenever it's swiped and is pending.
Fucking better. All right. Would you rather
what would you
be
buy? You'd have to buy so many things.
You'd have to buy the most frivolous things. And you'd only have a week, so like...
You gotta really go ham. You gotta do a lot of online shopping.
I'd
be like everybody I know. Buy as many things as you can.
Yeah, honestly, that's the only way to do it. What if you buy your friendship? Like, here's $1 billion. I'm buying your friendship.
Like
is that does that
enough
work?
If you had money in cash, you could probably persuade someone to sell you their house.
Yeah.
Like, in a day, you know?
Yeah, like, there's definitely ways around this. Like, are you mm-hmm. saying that your house is worth $1 billion?
No,
okay,
I'm saying
like,
I could go up to someone with, like, a $3 million house and be like, I'm going to buy it for $1 billion. How about that?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is, like, I'll buy my friend's house for $1 billion, and then they give me the money back later.
I see.
All right.
I got you.
Would you rather be stoned all the time, but you're the Brooklyn Bridge, or have wheels for feet?
That's a great fucking question.
God, a lot of these are so good.
I feel like wheels for feet would just be like you're rollerblading everywhere, so I guess
Heelys.
That would be fine.
I'm going with Heelys,
I think that'd be fine. No fall damage or infinite sprint?
Infinite sprint, easy.
Infinite sprint would be fuck, but no fall damage.
Now, with no fall damage, I'd like some clarification. With no fall damage, does that mean impact in general? Or when my feet are off the ground, I will not be killed.
I think it's you have no impact damage. So like if you jump off a mountain,
so
fine.
If I
I think
if
I would
if
take
a truck's
no fall
about,
damage.
If a truck is about to hit me and I jump, and the truck
you're
hits
flying
me,
through the air, no fall damage.
Yeah, but like the truck hitting me doesn't do any damage either because that's...
No, I think the truck hitting you would cause damage, but when you hit the ground, that doesn't cause damage. So whatever the initial impact is would be a type of damage, but whenever you fly through the air and hit the ground, there would be no damage.
Meh.
I think I would take no fall damage. I like climbing.
Yeah, I guess.
And I like snowboarding, and those two things have fall damage.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Infinite Sprint would be cool as shit.
Yeah. The more, yeah, the,
they're
the,
both good.
The no fall damage has better practical uses. Would you rather your dog walk in on you fucking your dad, or your dad walk in on you fucking your dog?
Oh my god.
Well, thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard or just fucking hate us, like and subscribe or whatever you think is your most favorite podcasting place. I'm kidding.
No, I'm not answering that question. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard or you just fucking hate us, like and subscribe.
I
don't have an answer for that.
Songs.
Both of those are terrible.
I have music.
I have music. Would you rather have music or... Okay, I got a good one. Would you rather pay $1,000 to go to an artist you know you are absolutely going to have a great time with? Would you rather pay $500 and go to an artist that you have no idea if you're going to enjoy them or not?
Oh, a musical artist. I thought you meant like a painter. Like, I'm going to enjoy the painter? What the... am I having a fucking sexual experience with this painter? What is this world you crafted? I'm not having a good time.
I hate all of this.
I mean, I'd rather see musical artists I know I'm going to like.
I think I would spend less money to go see someone I don't know if I'll like.
Oh, yeah, it's really expensive. Sorry, I'm going to change that. I definitely like to gamble instead.
Yeah, like, fuck it.
Because, I mean, you find a lot of like good artists that way. They might suck, but they might be the next best thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of buying... There's, like, if you look up music venues around you, like, $18, $20 tickets to I've never fucking heard of this person. And I like going to those because they're cheap.
I've been trying to do that.
I will not spend more than, like, $100 to see someone I like. Fuck that.
I've been trying to attempt that, but, like, I'll look up who's playing in the area and then go, nobody.
You're also in an ass area, which sucks. I just saw, I was going to tell you this at the beginning of the podcast, but I'm going to tell you now because we're about to do the music suggestion. I just went and saw Ruby Waters live. And her music, fantastic, on Spotify. Her music in person, fucking exceptional. Her voice, incredible. Her guitar skills, even more incredible.
Oh, I thought you were about to give me bad news. Like, in person,
no,
not good.
No, she's absolutely
because you started with,
fantastic.
The music is really good, but in person, even better.
No, like, no, she's fucking exceptional. And what? I bought, like, I got tickets for, like, $18. Night of, they were like $120.
Ooh.
A month or two ago, $18. Fucking worth every penny.
That's not nothing. All right, yeah. One final would you rather, and then we'll get into our songs.
Okay.
Would you rather hold your horses or cool your jets?
I guess hold my horses, because that implies I have horses.
I'd rather cool your jets, because that implies I have fucking jets.
Same logic, different choice.
How much did you sell your horse for? That's cute. Anyway, my song recommendation for the week, I'm going to go with Primus. Primus is a band. I think they're still around. Really, it's just Les Claypool and whoever he decides to bring along with him. Les Claypool is a crazy, brilliant bassist who mastered the slap your bass style. Primus is responsible for the song, the South Park theme song.
Oh, okay.
The song I'm going to recommend today is Mr. Crinkle. It's a great song. Specifically,
is it spelled with a K or a C?
A K, Mr. Crinkle. I specifically recommend the music video. You can find it on YouTube. The music video is fantastic. The story is that it is super low budget, and they were only able to do it in one take, and it's incredible. He's dressed up as like a pig in a suit, and he's playing like the cello or like a string bass, whichever, or like standing bass, I think is what it's called.
Yeah. But a cello and a bass, I think, are different.
Yeah, they are. I was saying it's one of those instruments.
Yeah. I swear I do not know how to fuck to tell the difference. So your guess is as good as mine.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, like, if you're like, is this a violin, a viola, or a fiddle? Like, I'm fucking screwed. I don't know.
How
the same.
It? That's, yeah.
But yeah, like he has a standing bass in it because he's known for playing the bass, and he's just like, it's got a really good sound to it. The music video is a fucking nightmare, and I highly recommend it. Mr. Crinkle Primus.
My music recommendation for the week is Ruby Waters. Shocking, based off of this recent statement that I made. Go check her out. Literally anything that her and
her song. Literally anything.
Yeah, exactly. No, feel free to start with the song Supernatural by Ruby Waters. It's fantastic.
You've already recommended
any song.
You've already recommended Supernatural by Ruby Waters.
Have I really?
I'm like almost positive you have.
Okay, well, if I have, then Quantum Physics.
Quantum Physics.
Brittany says I have.
She would know.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, then Quantum Physics. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck Quantum Physics. Anyway, thank you for listening. That's it. I'm not saying anything else.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, or you just fucking hate us, like and subscribe on whatever your most favorite is podcasting places. If you want to talk about a thing, please email us at whtpah@gmail.com. That's whtpah@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Instagram, that's We Have That Podcast at Home. Or you can follow us on whtpah@bluesky. It's like New Age Twitter. Gamage is convinced. Next week we will be tackling the subject of the fantastic topic of true crime.
Ooh, true crime.
Yeah, true crimeth. The crimeth that is true.
All crime is true if you think hard enough. Anyway, I've been off-brand Gamage. Thank you for listening to We Have That Podcast at Home.
And I've been off-brand Rachel, and we love you so much. Thanks for being here.